You're listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.fakeologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow fakeologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
User joined your channel. User left your channel. User joined your channel. User disconnected from your channel. User joined your channel. User joined your channel. User requested talk power. User left your channel. User left your channel. User joined your channel. User joined your channel.
Okay.
Hey, Ab, how you doing?
Hey, Kay. See you.
Hey, Ab. Hey.
You already started chatting in the audio chat, or were you just loitering?
Yeah, I was loitering. I was going to talk to myself for a while, but it didn't seem very interesting, so I waited for company.
All right. Well, I'll introduce today. Hello, everybody. It's today, Friday, October the 2nd, 2015. I'm Aberrato, your host, and I have Kay Hamad of the Ham Radio series, a very successful series that ran here at Fakeologist.com using our audio settings. Welcome, Kay.
Oh, welcome. Thank you. What a nice opening. Thank you. It was fun while it lasted. Hopefully we can start that up again.
Yeah, well, me too. I hope I can. My radio broadcast is all but dormant or completely sleepy right now. Working insane hours right now. And even Hoy got to work with me for 6 hours. So I was really busy. As a matter of fact, I only have 20 minutes for this audio before I have to crash, charge my batteries. Thought I'd just come by here and take a peek. Anyone was around?
Well, nice. I'm glad. So glad you did. That's nice.
I was just listening to Negentropics number 5. It's only an 8.5 hour audio, and he's got some kind of sleepy time music playing. I thought if I kept listening to it, I was going to fall asleep while driving home. Thought I better turn it off. Got sort of dream behind his very, very odd voice, to say the least.
So the music was in the background?
Yeah, he plays a little bed of music. Of course, the audio levels are all off, so it's hard to hear him, but he plays a bed. It's called a music bed where he plays music background whenever he has something to say. Odd. He's obviously an audiophile, and he does find some really great audios and book readings, and he's put an 8.5 hour audio together. It's very esoteric, but it's interesting. Quite interesting. I give him props for it.
Yeah, and, props for trying, yeah.
Yeah, well, he mentioned fakeologists in this one. He says we don't need fakeologists to explain 9/11. And I'm going to post upon it, put a hat tip into him. It's at about 33 or so, strangely enough. 33, and it was 8 hour epic. He says we don't need fakeologists to explain 9/11.
What's that supposed to mean? I'm confused. What do you think it
means? Said if you know anything about steel, and kerosene cannot melt steel.
Wow.
And that's all you need to know. Which is true. Sort of all you need to know.
Yeah, Chris said something on a show like, why doesn't my kerosene stove melt then?
Why doesn't my barbecue melt? Because propane is about the same temperature.
Exactly.
Strangely enough, I was listening live to fellow female in the truther community, Trisha Steele and Hot Potatoes. She has a very well-spoken ear on. I was speaking quite clearly. I'm not I don't want to say it. I hate to say I'm not an engineer. Of course I'm not an engineer, but I sense. And he was speaking towards your favorite topic, the flat earth. It was just a lot of sense. I didn't listen to all of it, but once I was tuning in and out, and when I came back in, he was talking about 9/11, how he had a structural steel course, and the teacher, the adjunct professor, was asking students to explain why the towers collapsed as they said story portrayed. And they all had a hard time with it. They were students, and they all concluded that it could happen. And at the end of the said, "Are you guys really sure?" And he left it at that. Anyway, it was a very, very well-spoken person on the latest Flat Earth Hot Potatoes podcast, which I actually recommend in the chat.fakeologist.com for all to see.
Ooh,
you'd like to see
really?
It.
You recommend it?
Recommend this one, yeah.
Oh my God, I've not seen a bigger shill since, what's her name, this lady. She's huge.
I recommend this episode.
This episode, maybe, but did you see the one where she's interviewing this guy? He calls him, he's got a cross on, he has a mask and then there's a cross on his face.
Yeah. I watched it today.
Should tell you. Everything coming out of her mouth is so untrusted as to try to confuse you. Because she is addressing that man as if he is serious, as if he is a serious person.
I understand. What you're saying. But I am in the business of separating wheat from chaff. And I've listened to lots of Fetzer Shill shows. Lots. I actually don't listen more because he doesn't putting the audios out online that I can easily find them. But every now and then I would hit on a good guest that was very sensible. And of course, for the average person, this interview kooks in between the good ones. It might turn the average person off, but I don't consider myself the average researcher. I consider you the average researcher either. I'm willing to sort through and try and find the good ones. As far as I could tell, this guy made a lot of sense.
Okay. Well,
you might want to take a listen.
I mean, they make sense to me because they're designed to make sense to you because they're saying everything you already know. And consider this for a minute.
No.
Here's a test. Keep track, and this is good for everybody listening. Keep track of the brand new information you are learning in any audio or any video. Keep track of it. Because if there's nothing new, most likely, you know, some sort of con job.
Well, I'll give you an example. This guy was talking about Earth curvature and the formulas, and he said in all his physics and all his courses and all his studies, looks like a younger person than me. I guess is half the population at this point. They get up there. He was never taught any of this information. It was never discussed, never in any of his physics courses, mechanical engineering courses, where did they ever consider, or as astronomy courses, were they ever talking about curvature and how to calculate it? Why is that? And he working through the formula, and he was working through the Google searched formulas, and they weren't matching. There is actually information that I've never heard of, and I am trying to sort through. Again, throw out the issue she did with the guy in the space. I can, but willing to sort through the garbage, and every now and then somebody who starts to make sense comes through and listen. You read the whole paper every day?
No.
You
read
the entire newspaper every day?
Okay.
Read the paper. Did you read the whole thing?
Nope.
No. Most people just pick and choose, and that's what I'm doing. And the paper's garbage. Now it's complete. But in the past, go to a few people I like, and the other people I would just for birdcage liner. And the internet, I know lots of birdcage liner on the internet. Now it's vast. It's plain that there's infinite information. So I'm not willing to just chuck it all in the garbage. And I knew Spetzer was a shill, or he was not being sincere. But I would still wait for the good guests, and every now and then I would see if any of them were sincere. And a few were, and a few were pretty interesting. But they were few and far between in a lot of cases.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, there's a lot of people who are very sincere about their subject. You're so right. To find them is very difficult.
Well, why don't you listen to this guy that I post in the chat and just make sure that you're sure as you always are that this person, this guest, or this host, deliberately trying to mislead you. Not convinced. I'm not nearly as convinced as you are. I'm not as sure. Long time, and I'm not sure of very much. Might be smarter and wiser and more spidey sense than I do. I'll grant you that.
All right. Well, I think I got a prediction to make. Ready?
All right.
Maybe in about a year or so, about a year, we'll look back on this episode and go, oh my God, I can't believe I fell for that Dallas gold bug business. That's in a year. We'll say, oh my God. Okay.
I haven't fallen for anything. I'm just listening. But I've heard enough really intelligent people doubt the ball earth.
But
that
they're
I'm
not
convinced
intelligent. What, Ab, you know, almost every audio and video I've ever heard has some major flaw in their reasoning. Several major flaws, like the diagram won't be what, you know, they're pretending this is how that, but the diagram is purposely misdone to prove their point, which is false. It's like, keep seeing it in every single one of these videos. So it's like, they must be purposely trying to mislead us if so many errors are made, you know, about our natural earth.
Well, I don't, who is the biggest proponent of the ball earth? Promotes it daily.
The same people who are promoting the whole flat earth idea, that it's even 1%.
No, you don't know that for sure. I know for sure who's promoting the ball earth every day. So do you. It's called NASA. They're the chief promoters of the ball earth. They do it 100 times a day. A million tweets, a million photos. Now, I've determined that outside of 9/11 is got to be the biggest show around. The longest running, it's the most comprehensive. It's using every trick in the book every day. I am convinced that not be what I am. Therefore, for alternatives to their...
Therefore, the earth is flat. Just say it.
No, not at all. I didn't say that. I'm not going to say... Why would you provoke me to say that? I'm saying, therefore, I don't believe without a bit of doubt that their model is right. There must be something wrong with their model. They're promoting the hell out of it. So, lots of other models. I have to choose any of them, but I am positive NASA's lying. They're proven liars, and I would like to know why they're lying. And we're just going to have to be content with speculation until somebody cracks through this ever. But I don't have to choose. You're presenting a false premise, in my opinion. I don't have to choose anything.
And you know what? That's what they say. That's what this side, they promote. They promote you don't have to choose. But you know what? Let's go like percentage. What percentage do you think the earth is probably not round, like a sphere?
Well, right now I'm at about 50. It was so clearly the way they portray it, real pictures. Why are they not doing that?
Because they can't get up in space. That's why they're not doing it.
No. They can get up really high. I'm sure they can get up really, really high. So they can't send people up there probably, but they can send lots of equipment up. They've got all the resources to do that. I want to see real stuff of them going really, really high. That. Where is the imagery? Why are they faking it? It's so clearly a ball. Let's see them out there with all the proof in the world. This does not exist.
It's because the earth is larger. I mean, that's, to me, that really kind of seals the deal there. All the problems they're saying are satisfied if the earth is larger. All the curvature problems, all the getting up in space.
So you're saying they're lying about the size?
Yeah, I think it's a lot bigger. And it's a big consideration, and Simon and Hoy think so as well. That's the main issue that NASA's trying to hide right there, that the Earth is much
larger. 10 times bigger?
I don't know. It's hard to say. You know, unless we get out there and
measure. Well, everything is hard to say, isn't it?
All these formulas that they're saying for curvature, I mean, they can't be trusted unless you can get out there and say it yourself. So just because some video says this is a curvature doesn't mean it is. There's a lot of fake science on a lot of these websites.
You're the first one to promote that I've heard that it's way bigger than they tell us. First one to say that. Okay, well then let's try and work it through there. So why aren't more people saying that?
They are.
It could be looking.
I've heard several people say it in my research.
Okay, well, if it's super big, yeah, then the curvature formula based on NASA's numbers is correct. If it was 100 times bigger, curvature formulas would make it look more like a flat plane when you cross water. Because that's the one that I'd like, that I can see with my own eyes. My naked eyes. Eyes. I can see 33 miles across Lake Ontario. I don't see any curve based on their formula. Don't even need a camera or anything. I can see it.
But you know what? I bet they worked backwards. They said what size we want the Earth to be to make all this crap work and then just work back. And then we have a bunch of formulas that all support each other from the initial idea of, you know, what our diameter is.
Well, then you at least agree that what NASA portrays is wrong.
Oh, heck yeah. They're a pack of liars and thieves. All their inventions are fake.
Okay.
They're all fake.
Okay, well, there you go. Okay, well, so you think that the flat Earth ocean is a psyop to hide the fact that we're living on something maybe 10 or 100 times bigger.
Yeah.
Still a ball.
And hey, the good thing with that theory is those celebrity islands, they could still exist somewhere.
Yeah. I can't disprove.
Right? If we don't get up into space, how can we identify land that's, you know, ours? I mean, who knows?
No. I can accept that speculation. Not outrageous speculation. See? I have to choose flat or ball. I could choose big balls.
That's not the funny. We could do that experiment ourselves. We could hang. Well, it's ridiculous. I mean, if ever there was a repeatable experiment, it's hanging two heavy steel metal balls in your garage and watching how they attract each other. I mean, that's really what he did. He went from plumb to then how they attracted each other when he brought the... So it's like, can't we repeat this? Why are we, you know, it's weird.
Well, I only got 5 more minutes to go, but I'm still enjoying all this speculation and didn't quite finish his 9/11 story, sadly, but at least he agreed that that was one of the main things that got him going on his investigation to being lied to, which is, I'm glad to hear more and more space.
Yeah, it needs to be said out loud. They lie.
Have a listen. See what you think. Listen to a alleged mechanical engineer.
All righty. Hey, any word on that Oregon shooting?
I have not looked at it. I just looked at a few of the videos. Actually, I didn't even look at the titles because I get feeds from like Free to Find Truth, Zach, and Kay, and they all seem to be spending their time to it. And Obama and No Agenda, they're talking. I think No Agenda started talking about it. No, maybe they didn't. But anyway, no, I don't need to look. I really don't. I don't. I'm wondering if there's going to be a breaking point in the realization. What will come first, that Americans get so upset about guns or Americans get awakened to media fakery? I think it's a race.
It could be a race. It could be. That's why we're busy with flat Earth. Seriously.
No, no.
This is breaking information. They are holding us back, man. Oh, my God. We are busting NASA wide open. Seriously, on serious issues, but... I kind of feel like they're being hidden in crazy talk.
No.
I don't know.
I think there's tons of people talking about everything. Tons of people talking about everything right now. It's pretty good. It's pretty amazing. Lots of room for everyone to chat. And I'm really hoping that, I really am concerned that if we do a shooting a day, a fake shooting a day, or a fake shooting every other day, or there's going to be any kind of real groundswell where Americans just say, repeal the Second Amendment. I don't know.
I'm afraid of that, too. Yeah.
Well, that's what has happened. Really dramatic happens. Really excitingly happens with the president or these kind of things. But that's the race. That's the only race, a fakery revelation to everyone or enough, or the feeling of the Second Amendment, Americans surrender their right to arms, the We'll see.
Well, you know, I teach in a rural type area. It's on the edge between suburban and rural. So I have a lot of students who hunt, and all these families.
Oh, that's
have,
cool.
They all have guns. They wear their Carhartts to school, and they, you know, they take off extra for winter break because they're hunting and stuff. Every time comes in the media, they have a gun buying spree.
Yeah, well, that's interesting. You know, I hear that all the time, yeah. I'll ask John Adams, he makes a, probably tell you if he's busy or not.
Right. You get busier when there's a shooting and President Obama says, what's wrong with people and their guns?
I know. You guys, it's just a opinion here. You guys might get it a lot worse down there, the propaganda. But anywho, I'm just pulling into my driveway. It was nice chatting with you. Thanks for home. And
all right. Thanks for putting up with me challenging you.
I don't mind. I'm not trying to weigh either way, but I would just encourage you not to discard every single bit of it.
I do look at it before I discard it. So first I look at it, I make a judgment, then I discard it. Or I keep it, whatever, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm just listening to it. I don't have to make any decisions. Nobody does listen to it. So, yeah, listen to Negentropic number 5. I'll post it shortly. Just Google Negentropic 5 and you can hear him.
I wish you'd put title or intro the segments because I'm so confused. It takes me I can't remember what I'm listening to because I'm trying to figure out what I'm listening to. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, he has a table of contents. So he has all the links in order so you can list. You can, if you're sitting in front of his menu, you're listening, which I'm not, then you can click on whatever he's talking about.
But I'm just doing audio.
Yeah, me too. He has links, so you can go find almost everything he says, including one of a K-Ham episode he linked to, I think.
Ah, all right.
Yeah. So he does listen.
Okay. He's doing a great job. You know, every show is getting better and better. He's doing great.
Yeah, they're cool. They're cool. Yeah. All right. Take care.
All right. Have a great night.
User disconnected from your channel. User in your channel timed out. User joined your channel. User left your channel. User joined your channel. User left your channel.
Hi, I'm Twitter at Mark Manuel, and I recommend that you check out Fakeologist.com.